Good evening, Mayor, Councilman and Councilwoman. My name is Rudolph Davis Senior. I'm not a adversary to the Lake City Police Department, but someone has to take this community's best interest at heart. This community supports Councilman Hill's analysis about the disparity in discipline that has been imposed between black and white employees at the Lake City Police Department. The chief of police and the city manager has not only unfairly terminated black officers, but they're also mistreating white officers, and they're also standing by while members of this community is being mistreated. There are many good employees at the Lake City Police Department, but there are few not being held accountable for their actions. The instance of misconduct I'm about to recall was committed by white officers who were not fired. But black officers have been fired for much less misconduct or for no misconduct under Chief Gilmore administration. The instance of Officer Brewinger committed battery on a black male named Cameron Reynolds because he would not talk to the police or go inside his home. Officer Brewinger pulled out his gun on several citizens at Cedar Park and at the Women's Club for no apparent reasons. Officer Yusetcha arrested a black female named Tanisha Jones because she would not get up and go eat breakfast at a juvenile facility. Officer Gallup arrested a black male named Gabe Hawkins for driving under the influence, but the breath test and blood test revealed that Mr. Hawkins was not under the influence of any drugs. Officer Broom was caught driving 30 miles over the speed limit, not wearing his seatbelts, and contributed to an accident with serious injuries. Officer Serrano tased an elderly black male named Philip Jones for no apparent reasons, and he had pulled his taser trigger more than 200 times in the last 90 days before this incident happened. Officer Brewinger violated policy and common sense by having his girlfriend in his police car during a high-speed chase of a robbery suspect. Captain Blanchard allegedly embezzled a large sum of money from an elderly woman in this community, but yet he was asked to resign. These and many other incidents that are still occurring show a lack of leadership, accountability, and common sense at the Lake City Police Department.